כבוד.
ערב הגאולה. After all these miracles, to be able to see in Earth Israel, because it's a sign that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to deliver the redemption. As the Gemara says, Pesach is a time of redemption. Mashiach might come any day, the Gemara says. Actually coming out of exile to go to Israel only can be on Pesach. That's the Gemara says. So therefore Chachamim decided to make a Seder in the night of Pesach to try to finish even the Hallel before midnight, because midnight is the Yeshua, says the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu chased the four kings. Torah says, "V'chalek alem laila." Gemara says the night was split. The first half of the night was miracles to Avraham Avinu. This was the night of Pesach, and the second night is scheduled for us. And therefore, on midnight, Am Yisrael came out of Egypt. Didn't come out of Egypt, but they got the permission to come out of Egypt, because it was designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means every year, this is Ari and Zohar, midnight is a crucial time. By us, here in America, might be, excuse me, according to the midnight of Eretz Israel, might be. Or, Chachamim said the opposite. If he did not show up in Eretz Israel for any reason, we still have a chance to get him here, and then it take us to Israel. As the Gemara says, when the Talmud Israel says, that actually we did fly to Israel on the night of Pesach. We went on the cloud and we came back to Egypt. But we weren't ready to stay. The person has to be ready to stay. The job of the night of Pesach has 60 mitzvot. Agurmi Bilna says, if you look carefully and you count what you got to do, 60 mitzvot. It's very nice to do mitzvot, very nice. But what is behind it? The Gemara tells us there are three parashot in the Torah that have 60 mitzvot. The first one is Mishpatim. And then, I think it's Tetzeh. The third one, I don't remember, maybe remember. Remember? 2 weeks ago, you reminded me something, I didn't remember. That's why I'm asking you. I think one is Mishpatim and one is Kitetse. The third one, I don't remember right now. So Gemara Bina said, you should know that on the night of the Seder, you have 60 mitzvot. Says what 60 mitzvot is, that number 60 should ring a bell. That Moshe came down from Har Sinai. Moshe said to Am Yisrael, learn that Mishpatim, it has 60 mitzvot. What is the significance? So many mitzvot, and why does Hashem give us so many mitzvot? Because we have tayag mitzvot. I said, the simple explanation is, that's the schedule. Comes the Rambam in his commentary and he says, on the sentence, Hashem chafetz leman tkodiyot Rav Yadir, Hashem is getting like very much, or he hopes for his righteousness. There, and then, and this is the reason, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, they have so many mitzvot. Says the Rambam in his commentary, you should know. Hashem hopes, maybe one mitzvah you do 100% Hashem Shammai. Maybe. He gave us 613, of course, part of it is not to do, so it's not to have the Hashem Shammai, for Hashem's sake. But we have Ramach, Mitzvot Aseh, 248 Mitzvot Aseh. So the Rambam writes, listen, Hashem gave you so many, maybe you hit home one. By the way, Hashem wants me to keep Mitzvot. So the whole purpose of the Mitzvot, it should at least have one Mitzvah. What does Hashem want you Mitzvot? For what? V'yayim shomot yishmo Mitzvotah, Hashem chum tabi etchem hayom. I say, Shema Yisrael, every day. If you listen to Hashem, if you listen to everything, but the mitzvot, what is really the secret of the mitzvah that Hashem is so strict about it? Mitzvotai, every day, you have to feel that today Hashem gave you the mitzvah to do. The Mishnah, because you have more to be rats than mitzvah, you have to run to do mitzvah, of course. It's this Pesach, Chag HaPesach. The way the Torah tells us is matzah. Matzah is you mix flour with water and you put it straight in the oven before it rises. So this special mitzvah is called Bikat Chametz. If you look in the Siddur, the text, it says in the Zohar, Chametz is Yetzirah. So why do we eat chametz all in Ram? Shouldn't chametz. In the Siddur, it says a text. When you burn the chametz, like, look, I'm burning the chametz now, I want to burn the Yetzirah. Chametz is not Yetzirah. So it's bread, you say, I'm Motzilach min Haaretz. What's wrong with this? No. You can't have chametz in Beit HaMikdash, and you can't have chametz on Pesach. So with the concept of chametz, the concept. Torah says, "Ushmartem et ha-matzvot," a special mitzvah. Go to a bakery. At the bakery, you see a fest. They do the matzah, and you watch, make sure that the dough did not stay by itself for 18 minutes, because then it becomes chametz. That's a mitzvah. I says, what does Hashem want? What's wrong with this? So it's the Gemara. So the Zim Magdimim the Mitzvot. Nets. As early as you can, jump out of bed and worship Hashem, work for Hashem. B'chol v'avchem, b'chol n'abshachem, b'chol n'abshacha. It says this is a test. The earlier the Gemara says you do mitzvah, if it rats the mitzvah, says the Mishnah, you should run. I says, because run to the mitzvah, it means you're quick. Quick is a sign that you want to be a servant of Hashem. In return, says the Gemara, Hashem took us out of Egypt earlier. It's called Pesach. Pesach is from the word jumping, skipping. I said, why did Hashem skip? Because you skipped. What did I do? I did matzah. I made the matzah. Matzah is a sign of doing something quick. That's a sign. So, okay, fine. So, Hashem, the Rambam writes in his commentary, Hashem hopes one mitzvah you do it right. That's why he gave us so many mitzvot. But remember, redemption is because of the mitzvot. In Egypt, Hashem gave us mitzvot. The Gemara says, the Nabi says, we didn't have any mitzvot. Hashem went to Moshe and told him, listen, do this. I said, 22 mitzvot right there. And he said, bizkut ha-mitzvah, because of the mitzvah, you go out of Egypt. That's how important it is. I still don't know what the mitzvah is. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his last speech, he said, if you want to know what Hashem wants from you, Hashem only wants from you to have fear of Hashem, Yirat Shamayim. That's what Hashem wants from me? Yeah? Torah in the text. Ma Hashem Elokeich adoresh mimach, ki im yirat Hashem Elokeich. Worship Hashem. And the Torah goes in detail, you see, remember what happened, remember Hashem took you out of Egypt, remember what it has to do with this fear of Hashem. You know, we say in Tefillah a lot of sentences about fear of Hashem. רצון יראה ויעשה. Somebody prays to Hashem, Hashem will do his will. Why? Because he has fear of Hashem Yireh Shamayim. What's so important about it? I mean, it's very important. But somebody can pray to Hashem and ask people to pray for him, nothing happened. You know why? Missing fear of Hashem. Ratzon Yireya V'yaseh. And it says, what's behind? Comes the Gemara and says like this. You should know this is our secret of life, of our life. Leil HaSeder, finish Leil HaSeder. Halel. You say Halel. Halel, Haggadah says Nirtza. Nirtza. Speaking of explanation means, oh Hashem, I did everything. It's midnight now. I'm waiting to hear the shofar. Nirtza. Nirtza. What Nirtza mean? Accepted. What accepted? What happened? Says the Gemara those words. Yafa at rayati ki tirtza navak Yerushalayim. Ayuma ka nitgalot. Pasuk in Shir Hashem. I believe chapter 6. Hashem refers to us, says he's beautiful. Ke tirtza. Tirtza. What's tirtza? What does it mean exactly? Describe somebody's beauty like tirtza. Says the Gemara, tell you what it is, tirtza. Tell you a story, the Gemara says. A king is looking to find the queen. So she can come for the interview with Shmatis. Just garbage clothing. So since she's coming, so the king is going to make her a dress. He is going to do this dress for her. Then she'll come to the interview. Impossible, the Gemara says, that the king will choose a queen if she's not dressed properly and she's not beautiful with the clothing. Says the Gemara, the Zohar says it. You know, after a person dies and they bury him, the upper part of his body, without the inside, flies outside, goes to Gan Eden. You go inside for Marta Machpelah. And he goes inside and they give him a garment. Give him clothing, garment. And then he walks with this. The people went alive to Gan Eden with suits. But the people over there, they have garments. Not everybody has the same jalabiya or the same garment, but they have a garment. The Shana Tzion garment. How do you get this garment? Hashem gives you a garment. Hashem gives you a garment. The Gemara said, hey, what? That garment, you made it. And every time you make a mitzvah, you thread and you sew, you tailor your garment. The more mitzvah you have, more colorful the garment is going to be. Or not even more colorful, even the solid color also, you're going to see some things shines like gold, like silver, from the mitzvot that the person does. Just like, I'll tell you what. Hashem doesn't care less if you do mitzvah or you do mitzvah. You make kiddush, you have tzitzit, it means nothing. Hashem, it is nothing. Just like, I'll tell you what it is. The whole thing is one thing. And one day Hashem wants you to be next to him. And Hashem is the queen, and you are the queen. And because you are the queen, Hashem wants you to be nice. The garment shines and gives the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the person because that person did mitzvot. Hashem chafes abad tzko, Hashem is looking forward for his righteousness. What does it mean? It means Hashem created this world. He created us. You think he created us to be here like this? No. Hashem wants us to be next to him. If Adam Hashem would not have eaten from the tree, it would be Olam Haba right there. What do you mean? It means Hashem wants to be next to you. Okay, fine. So, that's why Hashem gave Adam Hashem some mitzvot also. Because if you keep the mitzvot, it means you're tailoring your own garment. And that garment is necessary to be in front of the king. Gemara says, that's the secret of our mitzvot edition. Okay, so what do you say? I said, I'll tell you what it is. You know, in Shmona Esrei we say, let's say, you know, after we have Shmona, part of Shmona Esrei, we say, Hashem, please, you should want it. You should know those words are the crucial of Shmona Esrei. The word Ratzon all the time. What does it mean exactly? So you want Hashem to want you. So when you and Shachar should know, a person can behave, and it can be tzaddik tshuva. Certain things, elements, he has that Hashem doesn't like so much. For example, the Gemara says, it's too much pride. The Gemara says, Hashem said, listen. Do me a favor. You be here, I'm there, everything's perfect. Don't come next to me. Let me say, that's what Hashem told the snake. I said, listen, here's the food. Don't pray to me. I don't want to hear from you. So, you know, a person can walk around this world, he's not accepted by Hashem. Hashem doesn't care. Okay, sit here, okay. Breathe, eat, I don't care. But you're not next to me. After we prayed, we had all our requests. We said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you with a lot of mercy, tachpotz banu, you should have desire for us, v'tirtzenu. Tirtzenu. It's like, yeah? You know what Nirtzenu means? Tirtza. Yafa atayati ke tirtza. So you know what it is? Hashem said in Shir HaShem, let me tell you something, I'm Israel. I like you very much. But not I just like you. You are accepted by me. That's the goal of our life. If you want not Hashem to be just to be happy with you, Hashem should want us. This is Hashem. We want to see, yeah, that you come back to Zion. That's the goal of life. You want Hashem to have a desire to see you, to be next to you. The Rambam says, this is the secret of our life, you should know. Potech et yadecha, pray to Hashem, says Shulchan Aruch, says Zohar, have this kavanah in this pasuk. Open your hands, panasa, potech et yadecha. Masbiya l'chol chai, raton. What raton is? Where do you get this name, the word raton? Raton means that you are so-called accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have desire by Hashem to see you next to you. So this Hashem give you parnasa. Yeah. It's a crucial. If Hashem just hear from you, maybe you have parnasa, maybe you don't have parnasa. Parnasa, you know, parnasa is hard. It says, one of the reasons might be that Hashem does not want you. Not he rejects you, but you know, he's not desire to, he doesn't, okay, you're here. So I mean, you know, you walk on the street, but you know, Hashem doesn't care about you. He lets you have whatever you want. But the goal is you want Hashem to have desire that should be next to you. That's the goal in our life. And that's what Rabbi said after we say Halel. Did you say Halel? I say Nirta. Finish. The answer is over. Over. Finish. What happened? It's called Nirta. It says we hope we did the job well. That Hashem wants to be next to us. We don't want to be redeemed. We want to be redeemed and stay in exhaustion. This was the purpose of creation. It's called Nirza. This is the Gaon of Vilna. I told you, you know, there are 60 mitzvot. I never said that. What? What's the 60 mitzvot? What is the 60 mitzvot? Pashat Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shemaim. After Hashem said the Ten Commandments, Hashem told Moshe, 60 mitzvot, Pashat Mishpatim. What is this? For what? Because those mitzvot, so-called hints, and includes a lot of other mitzvot. And those mitzvot, when you do, is like you making your own garment. And the own garment needed to be redeemed. Do you know that's the secret that Yaakov Avinu one day decided he wants to make Yosef a garment? The garment is called Pasim, and got a garment here. What's the garment? What's the garment? What's the garment? For what he made a garment? Of course. Yisrael have the same korbanav. Yaakov loves him. What are you making him a garment? The Gemara says, when Yaakov made him the garment had lines. And the line, four lines. Probably vertical. And it says, the word pasim is variation of four things. The pay is Potiphar, the stomach is Socharim, merchants, Yud is Imachshima Mishmaelim, and Mem is Midyanim. Midyanim. It means like this. The behavior of Yosef, learning Torah and it's Tzadik and all this, granted him that Yaakov himself already made him the garment. And that garment represents the mitzvot that Yosef does, the Chamana. So-called Yosef himself, so-called sold himself his own garment. But right now, Yaakov buying the garment, says, Yosef, walk around with this. The brother says, what is this? He says, Yosef already has his own garment. He already sold, tailored his own garment. That's the secret. That's the secret of the clothing. The Gemara says the clothing of a person, because the person wears, really represent what he deserves to have as clothing. And the clothing, Otor Kasalma, you know, this is the power of the tzitzit. The Otor Kasalma, it says a special light you have in your own clothing. And it says, from what? Because of your clothing? No. Because you do mitzvot. Your body does mitzvot. Therefore, you get thread. You get thread, you have a garment. And he says, okay, fine. I got a picture. Okay, so what is it all about? He says, Moshe said to him, listen, Am Yisrael, I want to tell you something. Hashem wants me only one thing. Fear of Hashem. See in Shachit, you say, Rotze Hashem et yireav, et amyachalim lechazo. Hashem, Rotze. It's a design. He wants the ones that have fear of Hashem. The ones that wait for Hashem's Yeshua. Ki rotze Hashem be'amo. You have to, every time you saw the word rotze, you know what rotze means that you have to come to a stage that Hashem so-called has desire for you. He wants to be next to you. That gives you panasa. And that, Moshe Rabbeinu says to us. Listen, I want to tell you something. Hashem wants me only one thing. Why? Why someone from you? Hashem. Have fear of Hashem. I said, what is this? Look, Rotze Hashem et Yireav. Shapri Yerushalayim. He says, all this thing, I was thinking about, what is it all about? If you have fear of Hashem, you do the mitzvot right. You have to do the mitzvot right, you saw your own garment. You saw your own garment, so you can be next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to see you. That's all. Tessar is not time of redemption. Avi etchem elai. The fifth cup that you should have drank is Hashem says, "Vavi etchem elai." You bring you to me. Of course, to me, not Israel. But Hashem didn't say, "I'll take you to Israel." You're not going to Israel. You're going to be next to Hashem. This is Mashiach will come. Say, "I'm going to Israel." I mean, next to Hashem. The Gemara says it. On the eagle's wings. What does this mean exactly? So that's what it means. Hashem wants us next to him. The Gemara says, an eagle, when he takes his children, is afraid of nobody. He's only afraid of arrows from downstairs. Put the babies on top of him. So-called, Hashem took us on top of him. It's not a history. This is a sign from Hashem what he wants. Yeah. Time of Gula, redemption, Pesach is coming. What do you want? I want Hashem to want me. How do you know he wants you? If he'll take me on his wings. That's the goal. That's the expectation. This is the job of Lela Seder. It's not, okay, I believe in Hashem. It's very far from the task, from the idea that Hashem has for us. We have to be so-called attached to Hashem, so-called on his wings. And you hear the shofar, you don't go to Kennedy Airport. And the Bible says, either Hashem will give you strength that you can fly with your own hands. Or if you don't have it, then it's going to be a cloud in front of the door and take you. That's what Hashem made us. And then the Kabbalah in Egypt, we came out of Egypt with a cloud. There was one cloud underneath us and it picked us up and we went. In one day we went. Because that's what Hashem wants to show us. It's not redemption. It's being next to Hashem. How you be next to Hashem? I just said, when you have Yirat Shamayim, you have fear of Hashem. If you are Hashem, Hashem wants you. So say Hashem Ba'amu, Hashem wants you. So it's a schedule. So the Leila Seder says Shulchan Aruch. The Shlach said, you have to be very serious now. I says, you have to aim. At the end of the Seder, Hashem says, oh, I want you. I want you. That's called the redemption. I says, where is it? I says, after Halel. Halel, Nirtzach. What's Halel? What's Halel? Zohar says, Halel in America value is 65. As Hashem's name, Aleph, Zalem, Yud, and Yud, we call Amunai, my master. It's called Shem HaMalchut. Hashem has a lot of names. One of the names of Hashem is called the name of the kingdom. And the way you pronounce Amunai, do you write it, Aleph, Zalem, Yud? Says Zohar says, you know what I say, Halel? You know what I say, Halel? Halel, Avdei Hashem. And Hashem, Moshe, and I say, everything else is just a declaration to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to explain to you something. I want your kingdom. A kingdom means that I have fear of Hashem. It's called Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim means that Hashem wants you. Hashem wants you, then you have a garment. You have a garment, you'll be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this expansion of Parshat Metzora, Zohar says 11 things causes a tzaraat. Ma says Ma base 7, Ma base 10. It's not just Lashon Hara. No? So. But this tzaraat is so powerful because it's a lack of Yirat Shamayim. It's not a sickness. It says in the Zohar, it's not a sickness. All of a sudden, the guy gets a white spot. You get it for being a chutzpah, for Avodah Zarah, for Gilui Arayot, for being stingy. There's a list where you can get it. You know Lashon Hara, you didn't speak Lashon Hara, doesn't matter. But you're missing fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a special thing. There's such a bad sickness that even though this guy did not go to a cemetery or something, he touches somebody, ruins the person. The Torah says the person is Sarat, has to run on the street and he has to scream, Tameh Tameh Ikra, get away from me, get away from me. Because if you touch me, you become Tameh. So why don't you didn't go to a cemetery? What do you come to me? What's the secret? Come and tell us. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the last year before he came to us Israel, Hashem told him, go, speak to the rock. He hit the rock. Hashem said in the Torah a few things. One of the things, he said to Moshe, you know what? You're not going to Israel, you're not, because you don't believe in me. What do you mean I don't believe in you? Hit the rock. How did it happen to Moshe Rabbeinu, such a mistake? How did it happen? I think you can say all the explanation, but it's very strange. Somebody was in Shamayim for 120 days, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem told him to go to the hospital. Very, very strange. With his hand, his mouth. And Hashem said, you don't believe in me? I don't believe in you. How can I not believe in you? A similar question is about Miriam. Miriam also speaks Lashon Hara about Moshe. Says, Rabbi, it's not exactly Lashon Hara, but it's not nice. Why she spoke like this? She got a tzaraat on her hand. On her hand. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time Hashem met him, Hashem told him, listen, to go take Israel out. Moshe said, they won't believe, they won't come out. Hashem said, excuse me? Moshe said, yeah, they won't believe. Hashem said, Moshe, they won't believe. You don't believe. So I'll tell you a story. All of a sudden, Hashem told Moshe, put your hand under your arm, came out, his hand has his white spot. It's the first time in the Torah that we hear about this tzaraat. Moshe Rabbeinu got it. It's very strange. What did he say? He said, they won't believe. Okay, fine. How come you said it? If it's so bad, you should not have said it. Hashem was very upset. Chavim said, that's what Hashem told him, what do you have in your hand? A stick, throw it on the floor, became a snake, because you know, you missed a snake, you snake spoke Lashon Hara, you speak Lashon Hara.
I said, how happened? I was only 8 years old. What happened? He didn't learn the book. What happened to him? So the Gemara says, story. Maybe the Torah story. Yocheved put Moshe Rabbeinu in a box. And she put it on the Nile. Torah says, Vatet bat paro luchotz aleor. Bitya, daughter of Paro, she goes down. She goes down to wash herself in the Nile. So there's two versions of the Gemara. One version is, she had tzaraat. That's all right, you get from a lot of things, as I told you before. You don't know why. She was selected, yes, but she had it. So she went to dip herself. Something similar, somebody thought, has to be purified. But I don't know what the Gemara means. She wanted to purify herself, just to wash herself, because it's hard, it's scratchy. Okay? Torah tells you. But the girl Mitya says she sees the ark. Moshe is inside. The Gemara says, one version, stretch a hand, touch the Teva. Touch the Teva. Says the Gemara this. Means she touched the Teva, the Tzaraat flew away from her. Where is the Tzaraat now? Flew away. No. Chacham Ibn Ezra said like this. Look, you read this week's parsha. The Metzorah has to purify himself, has to bring two birds to the Mikdash. One bird, slaughter it. And the other bird, they have to tie to the tail of the bird, zatar, and a red string, and a little branch. And then, you need some water from a spring. And then you take this bird, alive. And you dip the tail in the blood of the one that you slaughter, and in the water that you brought from a Nile, from a spring, v'shilach. Then let go of the bird. Story. So what do you mean let go of the bird? Why let go of the bird? It's my bird. It's my pet. Chacham Ibn Ezra, you know what? The tzaraat is inside now this bird. Transferred that so-called punishment, the tzaraat is a punishment. By the way, you should know the bad sickness, people suffer so much. Stiper said it's not a sickness, the whole thing is Satan. The whole thing is Satan. Tzaraat, Zohar says, or Ari says, it's not a sickness, it's something spiritual. That spiritual thing, the Torah tells you, listen, the bird that was used to purify this guy had tzaraat, fly her away. So I fly away. My pet. Maybe he wants to eat it. It's like a pigeon. It's a draw, maybe. So, what happened? If you can eat it, you're going to have the tzaraat. What do you mean, tzaraat? What do you mean? You see, you purify this guy, goes inside. Being transferred. Says the Gemara, look, that bitya, but Paro, she went into the night, touched with her hand the box. At that moment, she looked, no more white spot. No more. Where is it, the white spot? Inside Moshe Rabbeinu. In another version, she didn't get rid of the tzaraat when she touched the box. But actually, when she opened the box and she saw Moshe, she said, hello, cutie. She put a hand, and tzaraat went into Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam was standing by. Maybe she gave a hand also. And the Torah will tell you, look, now you understand what the Torah says. Moshe, at the age of 80, Hashem said, you go take Am Yisrael. He said, they won't believe in me. You know why? Because you have inside you, but she touched you. And Miriam, you speak to Shonara about Moshe. What happened to you? Because she touched you. And there, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go speak to the rock. He hit the rock with his hand. What hand? Remember the hand? In Egypt, he told Hashem, they won't believe in me. What happened? Hashem made a tzaraat on his hand, because it went from Bitya's hand to his hand. I said, therefore, he has some kind of negative energy in his hand, because he was touched. And then the Torah says that a person has to be very careful It creates so-called bad energy, and it's lack of Yirat Shamayim. Says the Zohar, you should know the whole success of a person, the whole redemption, is because fear of Hashem. As says, Lashon Hara, being stingy, Gilui Ariot, Avodah Zarah, pride, all other things, stubbornness, all these things, a person can get a white spot. A white spot is a sign of so-called lack of Yirat Shamayim. Hashem only loves people with Yirat Shamayim. Why? Because if you have Yirat Shamayim, you do the mitzvot, you'll give a garment, you'll give the next block of the show. So this is the goal. The goal is not, let us say that, the goal is not to have Mashiach. The goal is this, Mashiach will deliver us to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Tirtzenu. And it's the Kavana of Leil HaSeder, that the person should be tied in it. In Leil HaSeder, the Shlach said, sit down the whole Leil HaSeder, no quick jokes, no something. What do you do? Wait for Nirtza. Nirtza, what's Nirtza? Nirtza accepting? No, Nirtza is not accepting. Nirtza min Hashem wants me so cold because Yafa'at Rayati ke Tirtza Navak Yerushalayim. Then you go to Yerushalayim, says Shlomo HaMelech Shir HaShirim. And says, you look so nice. Look so nice, what? Tirtza. Tirtza means what? Tirtza means Hashem wants me. I said, wants you? Hashem wants you in Yerushalayim. Says, Chacham Sfono. I said, no, Mashiach will come. It's going to be the entrance to Yerushalayim. He says, hello? You don't belong here. He says, why are you not belong here? Hashem doesn't want you here. Why is that bad? You don't have the right garment. That's what the Rambam writes in his commentary. A person should shrine, mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. As the Gemara says, the Zimak B'dinim mitzvah, this matzah. The whole idea of Pesach is quickly, because the Yetzirah is lazy, take it easy. But the Holy Yavam, Chavot. There's no Yetzirah in it. What do you mean Yetzirah? Yetzirah? It's a brachani, it's kosher. No, no. For Pesach is Yetzirah. Therefore, Hashem told us in Egypt, you eat the matzah quickly. V'achaltem oto b'chipazon. What have to eat quickly? What? And how? Because you have to have your stick in your hand. And you have to have your belt on. And your shoes on. I said, well, I have it all night. What's the rush? Where am I going? Ma says mitzvah, b'alat chaltach mitzena. The mitzvah in front of you, run to do the mitzvah. Anu ratzim, hem ratzim. You see a masechet, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we run to do a mitzvah. You have to run. But run shows that you want to be instead of Hashem, you want to be next to Hashem. And let's build the garment, tailor the garment for us, to be Yerushalayim Rabbi Menachem.
Amen.
Next year, Yerushalayim.